Questions over $80 million worth of water purchases have become the latest issue of friction in the federal election campaign. The Greens are calling for a royal commission into the water purchases under the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. They say taxpayers' money was used to buy water that doesn't exist. The federal government says a royal commission is not needed because a review is scheduled for next year under the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says the coalition government has caused the problem for the Murray-Darling River system by pursuing a commercial agenda. He says there's a question about the probity of what the government has presided over.
This water scandal is really starting to come to light, isn't it? This was the nation's biggest water purchase, the most expensive water purchase, and now we're seeing question marks about the probity of it.
But Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government has acted properly and Mr Shorten is desperate and thus is using smears. He says the Senate has already looked into the matter and the government has complied with that probe.
Well, I understand about that process is it was initiated by the Queensland government. And the terms of that arrangement were settled at arm's length from ministers, as you'd expect them to. I understand the Senate has actually inquired into this matter and sought production of documents from the government regarding those transactions, which the government has provided.
The questions about the water issue have taken some attention away from Mr Morrison's spending announcement on health in Western Sydney. Health has been a key plank of Labor's campaign so far. Another plank has been wages. Mr Shorten is warning low-paid workers stand to lose hundreds of dollars over Easter. The Labor leader is laying blame for the cuts to the pay of retail, fast food, hospitality and pharmacy employees at the feet of the Prime Minister. Mr Shorten says that in the 10 days from Good Friday onwards, all workers will be more than $200 worse off, with the opposition estimating that pharmacy workers will be the hardest hit, losing $370. Opposition employment spokesperson Brendan O'Connor says Federal Labor will overturn the Fair Work Commission's ruling to cut penalty rates within 100 days of taking office if elected.
They're already doing it tough, as I say, because it's the lowest wage growth on record. But imagine this. Imagine you're at a time of the lowest wage growth on record and you have a government voting 8 times to cut pay from hardworking, modestly paid retail, hospitality, pharmacy workers. It's just really unacceptable. It's fundamentally unfair, and only Labor will restore those wages, restore those penalty rates.
On the government side, the other big announcement of the day came on tourism. The Morrison government has pledged more than $10 million to assist in the renovations of Sovereign Hill in the Victorian city of Ballarat in time for the Outdoor Museum's 50th anniversary. The funding is part of the Coalition's $50 million National Tourism Icons package announced in this year's budget to upgrade tourist destinations across Australia. Government frontbencher Simon Birmingham says the funding boost will enhance tourism for the region.
It comes today as we've released the latest domestic tourism visitation statistics that show Australians have been spending an increasing amount of time holidaying at home. Visitor nights across Australia are up some 9%. What that means is that we've got more Australians spending more across regional Australia.
Easter Sunday will see a return to a temporary truce in campaigning, at least between Prime Ministerial aspirants Mr Shorten and Mr Morrison. But with the stakes so high, and less than 4 weeks until Australians go to the polls, it's a cessation of hostilities that will be very short-lived indeed. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.